2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Georgia, Georgia, Georgia. It's everything this week, folks. And let's get into this election in Georgia. This is, you could argue, Biden's and his presidency's defining moment. Because if Joe Biden is able to pull off a victory in Georgia with the Senate seats, you are going to get exactly what the socialist left has been calling for. They will have the votes to raise your taxes in a major way. They will have the votes to mandate $15 an hour minimum wage. They will have the votes to ban things like fracking. They will have the votes to defund our military. They will have the votes to give away massive amounts of your tax dollars, massive amounts of your tax dollars to foreign countries. They will have the votes to get rid of manufacturing and incentives in this country to actually do these types of things. If Joe Biden is to have a, quote, successful presidency in his terms, the AOCs of the world, the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, the squad, they've got to win Georgia. And this is going to be a defining moment, there is no doubt. Because if you look at Georgia, right, and I'm going by the media here, so don't yell at me, just hear me out. Joe Biden won Georgia. That's what we're being told. That's what it says. If both the Republicans win in Georgia, that's immediately kicking the you-know-what out of Joe Biden. Before his agenda has even begun, he would at that point be rejected. Think about that just for a second. It would be instant rejection. Yeah, instant rejection of his policies, of what he's doing, because a state that just voted for him for president just said no to his ideas becoming law. And that's what's at stake here, and that's why it's so important to pay attention to what's happening in Georgia. Now, if anybody tells you that they know what's going to happen in Georgia, they're idiots, they're lying to you, and they don't know what they're talking about. Because Georgia is not decided yet. Georgia is a total crapshoot right now. Proof of it is the fact that Joe Biden won in Georgia. But if Joe Biden's ideas, and this is not a Senate race, so let's also be very, 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 very clear about this. This is not a Senate race. This is a race on, are you going to allow socialism to be implemented without a roadblock? Are you going to allow Joe Biden's agenda, his socialist radical agenda, to become law? That's what it is at stake here. Are you going to allow for a president to shut everything down and to shut everyone down wherever they want to do it, like de Blasio and Cuomo have done, for example, like what's happened in San Francisco? Are you in favor of full-blown socialism? That is the question, right, that everybody needs to be asking. Let's also talk about Nancy Pelosi for a second. Nancy Pelosi today was able to secure another term as a Speaker of the House. She was able to do this, and there is part of that story that the media is not talking about. She is the weakest speaker. She's weakened as a speaker. A severely weakened House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, barely won re-election on Sunday. With only 216 votes, less than a majority, by the way, of 218 in the U.S. House of Representatives. After the voting concluded, according to C-SPAN's count, Pelosi had 216 votes, and an emboldened House Minority Leader, Representative Kevin McCarthy, secured 209 votes. Two members, both Democrats, voted for somebody else, and three members, also Democrats, voted present instead of voting for her. The fact that Pelosi could not even get a majority of members in the U.S. House of Representatives to vote for her, since the House has 435 voting members, a majority is 218. It's a sign of how weak she is. And it's a sign that she's much weaker since the 2020 congressional election that we saw on Election Day in November. What did we find? We found massive losses for the House Democrats, which is part of the head scratcher of the presidential election. Some of the members who voted present, such as Representative Abigail Spanberger, she's a Democrat from Virginia, framed their vote as against Pelosi. Representative Spanberger's statement said, quote, "I kept my promise to vote for new leadership upon my swearing in. And in this Congress, I remain consistent in my commitment to ushering in new leadership. Accordingly, I did not vote for the Speaker Pelosi." Now, technically, Spanberger actually helped Pelosi secure the speakership by voting present. That lowered the total number of votes Pelosi needed to win, as a candidate needs to win a majority of those present and voting for a person. Members of Congress know this, by the way. They're not that stupid. And Pelosi did not actually need Spanberger's vote in the end. But her claims to have voted for new leadership are dishonest, because she, in effect, helped Nancy Pelosi secure another two-year term. Now, let's talk about Pelosi for a second. If a Democrat's going to be in charge of the House, be the Speaker of the House, I wanted it to be Nancy Pelosi. Let me explain why. Nancy Pelosi helped give us Donald Trump. Make no mistake about that. Nancy Pelosi is almost as polarizing as Hillary Clinton is. You either love her or you absolutely hate her. You despise her. There is no in-between with Nancy Pelosi. The older Nancy Pelosi gets, the less of a political tactician she is. She's been around the game for so long that she forgets sometimes that sometimes you have to play the game. She is always in attack mode now. That is good for conservatives. If you're going to have somebody in that job, I want it to be Nancy Pelosi. That's what I want. I want it to be Pelosi, because I believe that Pelosi is a great reminder of just how radical and just how extreme the Democratic Party is. That is good for us. That bodes well for us. That is a good thing. Now, let's go back to Joe Biden for a second and how you need to be looking at what happens in Georgia. Georgia is either going to kick the legs out from under Joe Biden's administration walking in, because there's no way that you can walk in. To be clear, there is no way you can walk into that White House thinking that you have a mandate if immediately 30 days after a presidential election where you won that state, the state then immediately said, no, we really don't want you in charge, and we really, really, really don't want you and your agenda to be implemented in Congress. Sorry, we've already had buyer's remorse. Democrats understand this. They understand how damning it would be if both of these seats went to the Republicans when the state went to Joe Biden. They get it. So are there ramifications? Absolutely. Are there ramifications in a massive way that could have impacts on every one of our lives? Yes. Now, let me also talk about, for the people listening in Georgia tonight, and what you really need to think about is, are you in favor of government lockdowns, or are you in favor of freedom in Georgia? That's the question that everybody in Georgia should be asking themselves. Do you want the government telling you how to run your life, or do you want the government to stay out of your life? Do you believe that you can protect and defend your family better than anyone else? Or do you believe that the government is supposed to be your father or your mother or your nanny? Those are the questions that need to be asked. Those are the important questions that need to be asked. And I hope that the people realize what is about to come, and that is nationwide lockdowns, mass mandates, and advocating for lockdowns and advocating for shutting down of your businesses and suffocating your businesses. Why do you think people are leaving in mass numbers from California? Why do you think they're leaving from New York City and New Jersey? It is because you can't survive there. And you'd be stupid. Let's also be real honest about this. You would be stupid to open up a business, a restaurant, a bar, anything that deals with people gathering in New York or New Jersey or California or Washington State. The list goes on and on, where these hardcore leftists have seized total power by shutting people's lives down. Because that's exactly what they've done. They have destroyed people's lives. And that's what the Biden administration is going to do, because they believe that the government's job is to shut you down for your own good. And it's not about your own good. Let's also be clear. Okay, this is not about your own good. Okay? It's not for your protection. It's not for your own good. It is their way of seizing power. That's all it is. It's 100% about seizing power over your life, because when you are weak, they are strong. Without you having a paycheck, they can control and dictate your life. Without them, without you needing them, they are meaningless. If you don't believe me, ask the Democratic Party over the last 3 years. Look at what they were doing. They were attacking Supreme Court justices, making up rape stories about gang rape parties. They were making up and trying to arrest people that were connected to Donald Trump just because they hated Donald Trump. They went on a fake Russian hoax investigation where they were actually in charge of it all and paid Fusion GPS. Think about what they did. Think about all of it. Seriously, think about all of it for a second. Think about what they have done in the last, before COVID hit. They were out in the middle of the ocean swimming in circles. They weren't offering policy ideas. They weren't trying to make your life better. They weren't trying to help you in your life. They weren't trying to protect you in your life. They were not trying to support you in your private life. They weren't doing anything for you. They were literally trying to destroy everything the Republicans did that was good for the economy. There are certain things that you just can't deny. One of those things that you cannot deny is that the economy was the best it's been in my lifetime, statistically, factually, when Donald Trump was president, more than any other president in history. You had the lowest unemployment rate in history, in my lifetime, I should say, since we've been keeping the numbers. Not only did you have the lowest unemployment rate, you had the lowest unemployment rate for African Americans, for Asian Americans, for Hispanic Americans. You had the lowest unemployment rate for young African Americans. This president and Donald Trump empowered people to do it on their own. He empowered people to take care of themselves. He said, I'm going to get the government out of your way, right? I'm going to get the government out of your way. I'm going to make sure the government isn't holding you back. I'm going to make sure the government isn't hindering you. I'm going to make sure the government isn't screwing you. I'm going to make sure the government isn't hurting your career, your job, and all of these things. I'm going to make sure that you're, and this is the difference between, and this is what's at stake in Georgia. Do you want to have a government that protects you? Or do you want to have a government that dictates to you and takes away your freedoms? When I say government protection, I'm talking about Donald Trump protecting your freedoms, looking at the Constitution and saying that is what is important. But first, if you want to help the people in Georgia with what's going on there with the Senate election, then you need to join AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country, for free right now. I'm going to give you a free membership because it's important that we now stand with the people of Georgia and that we fight to make sure that they have a free and fair election. Whatever happens in Georgia is what's going to be what's going to happen with the country. What's going to happen in Georgia is going to decide the fate of an unbelievable amount of legislation. If they're able to win in Georgia, it is over. The Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the White House. So if you are ready to get in on all this action and to fight back and to stand with other conservatives to protect the Senate, join the number one conservative organization in the country right now. It is called AMAC for free. That's right, for free. Call them. Use my name, Ben, when you call them. Or you can go online to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. www.benfreeonline.com. You can get your free membership to the number one conservative organization in the country, benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. And join the number one conservative organization in the country. So the big question in Georgia is, do you want to have a government that protects your freedoms, protects your rights that are laid out in our Constitution, or do you want a government that dictates to you? Another side note about Georgia that I want to hit is, where's Joe Biden? If Joe Biden is the most popular president ever elected, right? That's what they say. That's what they say. The numbers show that he's the most popular president more than Obama. I mean, this guy is, I mean, the man, right? This guy is the man. He got more votes than Obama did first, second time. He's the most loved guy ever. He is the man. That's what they say. They say he's the guy. Why isn't he having massive influence in Georgia? Well, I would argue he's not popular at all. And if you don't believe me, just look at what Joe Biden's team's doing with the inauguration. That's right. Joe Biden's inaugural parade has been canceled. They're saying it's because the events are being reimagined. If you're the most popular guy, you're telling me you don't have a parade? Or is it just no one's willing to show up? Because Democrats have no problem showing up and attacking people as they're leaving the White House after Donald Trump's acceptance speech at the White House for the Republican convention. They have no problem attacking people in the White House from the White House Christmas parties. They have no problem renaming plazas and protesting and chanting outside of the White House with Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They have no problem with that. President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration celebration, they say, will be, quote, considerably smaller, as organizers have canceled the parade that traditionally takes place after the ceremony. And a U.S. Army email obtained by news outlets, participants were informed the event will no longer be happening. The inaugural parade has been canceled, it reads. The active National Guard Reserve and Academy marching requirements have been deleted and are no longer needed. Information from the Presidential Inauguration Committee was called definitive guidance, according to the email. The development is the latest indication that Biden will be sworn in a low-key way. Amusing the Republicans' expected attempts this week to challenge electors And if it proves unsuccessful, well, you know what happens then. And there's a very good chance that it's not going to change. In December, Biden's advisor said in press releases that the historic ceremony will include vigorous health and safety protocols and honors and resembles, they said, sacred American traditions while keeping Americans safe and preventing the spread of COVID-19. The ceremony's footprints will be extremely limited now, they're saying, and the parade will be reimagined. They're urging the public to refrain from any travel and participate in the inauguration activities from home. Others are just saying, well, this is what happens when a guy gets elected that no one really likes, which makes sense because no one showed up for any of his campaign stops either. I mean, seriously, who showed up for a Biden event? Go look at the tapes. You'd have a dozen people show up. This is the most unpopular, I would argue, popular president in history. But the media says he's historic. He's more popular than Obama. And that goes back to why I say I genuinely like our chances in Georgia. I didn't say we're going to win. I think anybody that tells you we're going to win is stupid and lying to you. They don't know because these elections have been so screwed up so far. But I like our chances. I like the fact that this election is not really about the two senators that are going to be elected. I really, really like that. This is not a traditional election. This is an election, and it's a referendum on Joe Biden's plans. This is a referendum on, okay, we elected him. Do we already have buyer's remorse before the guy's even been sworn in? This is a, okay, we want some checks and balances in there because now we realize these people are pretty crazy and we don't really want them to implement all the things they said they were going to implement. That's why I like our chances. I don't believe that Joe Biden's the most popular president in history. I don't believe that people like him more than Obama or Clinton on the Democratic Party. I don't believe that this is some sort of incredible historic moment as they keep trying to sell it and describe it. I don't believe it is at all. You may disagree. But what I can tell you right now is this. Get ready, folks. Because this will be the most important Senate election in my lifetime. And I'll leave it at that.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.